Happy Tuesday, Tippendales. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, and welcome to Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. I'm Ned Donovan. You are?
Ariel Nissenblatt.
And today's an exciting day for me, Ariel. For those of you who don't know, I have a television show that is a Dungeons & Dragons television show on the Dungeons & Dragons Adventures channel, currently available on Plex and Freevee. And tonight is our season one finale, the 22nd episode of season one. We've been airing since the middle of November.
Wow.
So this is a very exciting day for me. And our tip has nothing to do with that, but I feel like I need to shout it out anyway.
We get to share our own things from time to time, and I'm glad that you shared that with us. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Well, today's actually your tip now that I've bragged about myself. So what's the tip?
The tip of the day is that if you are somebody who tends to make mistakes in your writing, you should read your writing out loud. You should look at your computer, look at your writing, if you're writing physically or if you're writing digitally, and you should read your writing out loud because you will catch things that you would not catch otherwise. You'd be surprised all of the mistakes that will pop up once you start reading your writing out loud. Ned, do you have experience with this?
I'm pretty good about reading my writing in real time because I kind of talk to myself while I type. But I have sent so many emails to almost immediately go, damn it. I actually have a feature on my email client that when I click send gives me a 20-second grace period.
I have that too.
To click undo send because I need it sometimes. I do have experience with this. I am the person who will release a Medium article, read it, and immediately start editing problems. Reading out loud would save me a lot of headache. For sure.
So read your writing out loud. We do it for this podcast. That's why it's just so gosh darn perfect.
Yeah. This is pre-written. Couldn't you all tell?
And we'll be back tomorrow with another tip that may or may not help you.
Heck yeah. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.